Charmies, welcome to the beginning of the end. We at Brunch of the Hollow Wells, a charm podcast, is on its eighth and final season as we recap the final season of Charmed, the OG series. I am Rob, and here with me again to help me recap this season is Ryan.
Hello, Charmies, and of course, Rob. Thank you so much for having me back for the final season of Charmed.
Definitely. All right, so in Brunch with the Hollowells fashion, this teaser is just a bonus episode to get you hyped up for our new season. We're going to discuss some of the things that you are going to hear in our upcoming season. Just to give you a little bit of a tease of some of the changes and things that we are doing just to make this a little bit more fresh and fun. Keep in mind that with this season, you may hear a lot of nonsense come out of my mouth because I honestly do not remember this season at all. I'm sure things will click once they are said or watched, but for the most part, you can pretty much say that I am watching this for the first time, even though it hasn't been. I think it's exciting, but I know that some people kind of turn to this show with the idea that I know what I'm talking about and that I'm not just going to sound horrible, spewing out wrong information or whatever. But to be honest, I really am going to say something. I'm going to be like, I don't remember this. Did this happen? I don't know. So hopefully you guys have fun with me as I go through this journey. But that is something to look forward to. Ryan, what are you looking forward to this season?
Having Rob being the charmed newbie. I think it is exciting, Rob, for the fact that you basically said it. Out of every rewatch that I do of Charmed over the years, this one, just for, I think, the timing of when it was, too, it was later on, we got older, we were probably out doing more things. But when I rewatched Charmed, I always found myself starting with the beginning up until, you know, 5, 6. It is the least watched season for me, so it is fresh in a lot of ways. So while I have an overarching, I know the overarching arc and little details of episodes, it isn't my most familiar season. So it is, God, I've probably seen it like 3 times. And for a charm season, that's low for me.
So I think that some people are like, how are you going to approach this season? It's not that very good. And a lot of people remember it just being very lackluster or just weird or just
different,
not.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hopefully this season doesn't turn into a hate watch. I doubt it. And here's the thing. Ryan and I have already done 2 episodes. And let me just say that it is not all just horrible, like, hate watch or whatever. There are moments that we definitely have fun. So yes, I think definitely that even if you aren't a fan of season 8, those of you out there, hopefully by listening to our podcast, we either open your mind up to the possibility of this being better than what it was, or actually highlighting a lot of fun moments, even though the overall season is not very good. So, I mean, I think that we talked about a lot of fun things that we've seen so far. So, yeah.
And you know what comes with that, Rob, too? I love when the Charmies tell us what they're feeling as well. Because there's episodes, let's say, over the course of even since I've been on the show where they might have been lower ranked for the Charmed fandom, let's just say. But like you always say, you know, what's to say? If something makes you happy, that's it. So I would love to hear people's reviews. Like, we might hear someone say they have favorite episodes in season 8, and that's exciting to me.
Yeah, it would be nice if the fans of season 8 can come forward, stand proud, and announce that you actually like this season. So I look forward to that.
We're speaking to you out there in the radio land. Is it going to be Kaylee Corpo? Is she going to pop up? Is she the fan?
All right. So, Ryan, let's give them our Hot Man meter list. Usually these lists are given in the finale, but Ryan and I decided not to give them out. If you follow us on Instagram and Twitter, you already know what our top 10 is. But if you haven't, here is the list. Ryan, tell everyone your top 10 hottest guys of season 7, along with your most adorable and hottest female.
Okay, Rob. So my hot man meter for this year, season 7 of Charmed, goes as number 1, Leo Wyatt. I am predictable, if anything, Rob. I like my Paige, and I like my Leo at number 1. Number 2, Daryl, and this is his last season, so he's always pretty much been top three for me. So especially in Mr. Morris's last season, Daryl at number 2. Drake Damone at number 3. Billy Zane. What can you say? Honestly, if Leo and Daryl were in here, I think I would have him as number 1. Zanku, number 4. Number 5, Adult Wyatt. Much like Rob, stay away from my family. Number 6 is the Celerity Demon. Sharpedon?
I'd say Sharpedon, but I could be wrong.
Those eyes.
We just watched it this season. I don't know why I can't remember.
Yeah, and that means, of course, for me that I wouldn't. Watched it 2 days ago? No. Number 7 is Kerr Smith. This is for his character. This is not for his character of Kyle. This is based on pure looks alone. 8 is Gamma, the strong but silent man of the Avatars. 9 is Danny Whitelighter Rob from Bones fame. And Tim is at number 10. Honestly, all these men are gorgeous, so it's hard to rate them, but that's what I got. That's what I got.
Very awesome. I love it.
Very anticlimactic charmies. I'm going most adorable, Paige Matthews.
Nice.
And any excuse, Paige. And then honestly, I thought the sexiest woman this season was Katya, the demon from our Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Box of Horrors.
I always want to call it Little Shop of Horrors. She definitely, we talked about her like crazy during our episode. She brought something different to the show, those high stakes, smart, could pretend to be one of the charmed ones to pretend to be that guardian. And she did pretty damn good. So that is why she's going on this list. So Sheila almost made it because this was her last season too, but no, I'm sorry. If it was Katya, just stole the show that episode.
Very good. Okay, so my list, starting from the bottom, and I am so mad that Tim did not make my list. And if I'm so mad, why don't I put him on the list? I know that I praised him in that episode, and I just he is a very handsome guy, but I just couldn't add him. And other people that I'm so mad didn't make my list was also Danny the White Lighter and Mitchell, our fast-running witch, I'm so mad didn't make the list. Oh,
that's actually a good one, too. Yes.
Yeah. So at number 10, I have Kyle Brody. Yeah, so all of my guys from here are hotter than him, in my opinion. But no, Kerr Smith is a very handsome gentleman. At number 9... I have our demon Cirque, Zach Ward.
Yes.
I still find him to be so, so hot. Number 8, I have Zanku, Odin Fair. And number 7, I have Daryl Morris, Dorian Gregory. Number six, I have Billy Zane, Drake DeMone, our paramedic Garcia from the first episode of the season, Eddie Matos. He made my list at number five. And then the top four. So Ian Anthony Dale as Gamma. Number three is Rex, our P3 bartender, played by Mark Wilson.
Yes.
And number two is Wes Ramsey, adult Wyatt. Okay, and then my number one in the finale of season seven, Demon Salco, played by Justin Baldoni.
I love all your picks. I'm very envious of two of them.
Now, my most adorable is Tack Fitzgerald, who played Ben, the teacher slash possible love interest to Paige. Who,
yeah. We who never she figured made out with. We never figured out, yeah, what his how old he was, but yeah. He's a teacher.
Yeah. And then hottest female, I went with Ryan and voted Katya as well for my hottest female. And it was really tough because I think up until her episode, I was gonna give it to Kira, Charisma Carpenter. And I think she is so sexy in as well as just Katya really was serving it that episode. So that is my hottest female. All right. So with all of your choices that you all submitted, I will reveal the top 10 hottest guys of season 7 that you guys have all picked at the end of this teaser. So Ryan, I have an announcement to make.
Yes. You're getting a nose job. I don't know. That sounds terrible. I don't know. I was trying to think of something crazy.
So before we start season 8, it turns out that over the last 2 weeks, we made our goal and we reached 100K listens. We are over. We're actually at 101 right now. I checked it. And I think this happened like around February 2nd, probably just before the season finale. Wow. And I just hadn't checked it until now, but the show has made 100K plus listens.
My God.
Yeah, whether they are bots or nobody's, I don't know. I don't care, but we got 100.
Bots. Yeah. They're not bots, Rob.
We got 100K listens. I am so happy. I can't believe this show. Now, obviously, it took a few years to do it. I'm sure there are shows out there who do it a lot faster, but just the fact that we made it there before the show ended is insane. I never thought that I would be able to say that. So I just think that's such an achievement. And of course, it's due to everyone who is listening right now. So thank you for that. And for your word of mouth and recommendations and just being, a charmy, honestly, just being a charm fan. And yes, I'm just so happy to have made it this far.
So Rob, do you remember what year? I'm going on Spotify now. Do you know what year? 2018. Okay. So that's honestly I think that's right on target. And I'm so glad that, like you said, you got to do this while we're still doing this live currently, because you deserve it. You came up with this idea and you've inspired not only me, but I know you've inspired many other podcasts and podcasters. So as a original Charmy, not meaning I was the first, but I started out as a Charmy and I still am a Charmy. To be able to be in this position, to work with Rob, to become his friend. I never thought when I started this podcast in New York, when I went to the gym one day, that I would be sitting here, friends with Rob, having my own show. So this show and this man, and thank you to Sean in the beginning, and thank you to everyone who's continued and who's put up with me as the page. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And congratulations. Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Thank
and the
you.
Show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Now let's talk about some of the added and changes that you will notice in season 8 of the podcast.
Ooh.
So the first thing that I wanted to do was to change how the show starts. Now, I know I just did this in the previous season, but I actually have been thinking of doing this for a while and just never really put it into fruition. Like, I never really tested it, and I wanted to kind of make the flow of this synopsis and recap seem a little bit like you are watching the episode. So the way this will start is we're going to read the synopsis up until the credits are actually revealed on the show. So for instance, you see a small prologue, then the credits show up, you see, you know, Charmed, and you hear the theme song and all that. So we're basically going to read the synopsis up to that, cue that theme music, and then get right into our guest spots, you know, just like you would see when the show comes back from commercial and you see all the special guests. And then Ryan and I will go through our list and proceed with the recap. It may not sound that big of a deal hearing it from me, but when you see the episode play out tomorrow, you'll see what I mean. Hopefully you guys like it, but I think it should be fun.
I think so. I think the way Rob described it is it's perfect. He's setting it up as a TV show in a way. You get to hear that, you know, I mean, you get to get the idea of, you get the summary, and then we're going to dive into the analysis of this. So I love this. I think it's going to be fun.
Very good. Next, I thought that because this is Charm's last season, we might as well bring it full circle and remember a lot of the great things that led up to this final season. And a big part of that is going to be the witch quotes. Now, we're still going to do witch quotes. Our witch watcher is out there, and she's going to pop out whenever she's ready. But at least for me, Ryan does not have to do this, but at least for me, I'm going to highlight witches from the actual TV show of Charmed. We have presented so many witches in entertainment, from movies, TVs, cartoons, video games, but we have barely touched the actual witches in the show. And I think there are some of them that definitely need to be honored and mentioned on the podcast. So I personally will be doing quotes from the show. Now, hopefully this should be fun for you guys, because these quotes you guys should recognize, and let's see if you guys can guess them before Ryan can.
I have no doubt the Charmies will be screaming at home, Ryan, this is this witch. But I hope, Rob, that you never quote, and you know who I'm going to say, I hope. I bring her up all the time. Miss Red herself, season 2.
Well, again, Ryan will surprise you with whatever quotes he has. He could also do the same thing I'm doing, but you're going to hear a lot of witches from the show. The next thing that we are going to do, Ryan is getting his own small segment in every episode. I think this will be towards the end. Ryan, tell everybody what you're going to be doing.
So, Rob, I guess me and the Witch Watcher will be watching for not only quotes, but I will be looking at the episode and seeing which sister or which person in general had the best fashion sense in that episode. Now, I'm not known for my fashion, I would say, but I got an eye on the prize, so I'm going to be looking to see who is the most fashionable of the episode.
Awesome. Yes, can't wait for that. That'll be fun. I'll try and put in my 2 cents, but this is all him. He's more into it than I am, and I know that folks have been asking us to do a sort of best dress. So, I mean, what is Charmed without the wacky outfits? So,
ooh, yes.
Let's see. Oh, okay. So another thing is that our Charmed themed games, usually every 4 episodes, we'll play one of 5 games. And by the end of the season, we would have played at least each one time. Well, this season, we are going to double that, and you're going to get to see us play these games at least twice in circulation. So that means every two episodes, you are going to get a Charmed theme game. And the game still stands. We have Spellbound. We have Index. We have Word Up. Never Have I Ever. And last but not least, O-Grams, our anagram game.
Anagrams. Oh, my God. Yeah. I know everyone wants to see me play Never Have I Ever again. It did that wonderful time.
Yeah, so hopefully you guys enjoyed those games. So we'll definitely be playing more of those. We also added another meter to the show. We kind of tiptoed around this in season 7. So we thought to make it official, in every episode, we are going to rate the high stakes of the adversary, the villain, the demon of the week, the baddie. Every episode, we will put that villain or the situation on what's called a high stakes meter. And basically what that is Ryan and I will just kind of talk out briefly about the villain of the week and put him in one of three categories. First off is the lowest of the meter, which is boring. He was clearly just a boring, you know, villain, and he was, you know, no oomph, no, you know, excitement, no danger, whatever. He was just kind of ridiculous. Next, we have annoying, which sounds a little bit like boring, but he wasn't a total lackluster, but he was just like, why? Like, he's just like super annoying.
Tuatha season 2.
Next, right in the middle, is just yeah, basic. An average demon of the week that the charms face. It didn't take much to destroy them. They just tried it and lost like they always do. Yeah, basic. Next is upper level. So that's just a little bit above being basic. There's a little bit of threat there. They almost got to the book or whatever, but they failed. And it actually took more than just a simple blowing them up to get rid of them.
Yes.
And last but not least, on the highest of the high stakes meter is deadly. There have been tons of demons in the past that have the perfect plan, completely duped the charmed ones, planned out a long game, and actually succeeded for a portion of the episode. Will there be a demon in this season that actually makes it up to deadly? Who knows? But you will hear that towards the end of the episode on how the villain did. And last but not least, we're coming towards October, and what that usually means is we're going to get a lot of interesting news and tidbits on a lot of horrific stuff, including our upcoming Hocus Pocus movie, part 2. So there will be an occasional witch news that we will sit here and talk about all the witchy stuff that happens in entertainment.
That was a classic from the early days of Brunch with the Hollowells. That it's exciting to see it come back.
When you hear this sound, that means there are witchy news to talk about. And we won't hold up the show that much, but we'll definitely just talk about any kind of charm news or witch news that's coming up. I'm sure the children's book that comes out will definitely be a part of that, and a whole bunch of other stuff that's been coming up. So if you hear anything witchery out there that sounds interesting to talk about, send it our way and we'll put it towards the witch news segment.
Love it.
Of course, coming back is the recap. We will, of course, be recording our hottest guys as we see them, and most adorable and hottest female. Also, Ryan, there is a challenge for you. When it comes to MVP, you can only pick Paige 4 times.
Oh, no.
It is your choice to go with that challenge. You are not obligated to do it, but someone suggested that you can't pick Paige throughout the whole season. So you are capped at, we'll say, 7.
Okay, right. Okay. I feel like I did try. I did try to give it to other people.
Is your most valuable player, that's just the way it is. So, but you have been challenged. So should he accept?
You know what? I think that's a fun challenge. So I will try my hardest to try to pick Paige only 7 times.
Okay.
Although, if we get to the finale and it's 7 times already and she's amazing, I gotta go through with it. No, I don't know. No, I think that will be fun, Rob.
Okay.
And Charmies.
And the last thing that I just have to say is the attic, which is the Patreon page that we have. I want to personally thank everyone who has pledged in the attic and has joined Ryan and I, as well as Sean, on a wonderful journey and being able to be a part of why this podcast still exists to this day. I honestly am telling you, without you and your support, this show may not have survived as long as it had. And, you know, I do this for fun. I'm not trying to make a living off of it, but anything that comes through is definitely helpful and goes right back into the podcast, which has let Ryan and I, at least up until now, be able to give you wonderful bonus content and shape the show to what it is for your entertainment. So again, I want to thank those who have contributed to the show. Thank you so much. Season 8 is not going to be any exception. We have great ideas on bonus content to give you. Also, a possibility for a live viewing and show of the finale coming up. We also may even play a couple of our games live on Instagram. We're all working those details out. But again, without you guys in the attic, we could not have done this. I just want to let you know, if you still wanted to be a part of the final season of Brunch with the Hollowells in the attic, definitely look up patreon.com/BWTH podcast and pick any tier that suits you on the type of bonuses you want. Remember, there is a tier for coming on to the show to be a Charmy spotlight. And there's also another tier to be a guest and be on the podcast for a full episode.
And isn't there some, I mean, you can cut this, I don't know, but there's already people wanting to, you know, claiming certain episodes already? Or?
Yes. We do have one person already who is going to do an episode of season 8. There's plenty of room to do others. So check out the Patreon page, see if anything is to your liking, and hopefully you enjoy the extra content that we have on the page. All right, so it's the moment you've all been waiting for. I'm sure all of you aren't just in pins and needles trying to figure out exactly who the top 10 hottest guys are that you Charmies have picked out. I have the list. Let's go through them.
Okay.
Ryan, any idea at who's number 10?
I have a feeling it's not Drake and it's not Tim.
Okay, those are great guesses. You are absolutely right. It's neither of them.
But I have no idea who else it could be.
It's actually Drew Fuller. It's Chris Hollowell. He made the list with his one appearance. Yeah, good for him. At number 9 is Mitchell, Seamus Dever, our fast running witch.
Wish we saw more. I really do.
At number 8, we have Gamma, Ian Anthony Dale. Who's at number 7?
Number 7 is, now I'm not going to say it right, Odin Fair.
Yes, Odin Fair.
As Zanku. Wow, I expected him to be higher.
Well, number six is Cole Turner.
Wow, I love these oneers, these one and doneers. But you know what? They were there. I mean, it's true. Oh, and number five, which is actually my favorite number, Rob. It's Drake DeMone. Yes, perfect taste. As Mr. Billy Zane as Drake DeMone.
Number four, Wyatt Hollowell, Wes Ramsey.
I think everyone was a little shaken when he talked about his family.
Number three, Kyle Brody, Kerr Smith.
Ooh, okay. And I'm all going to say it's not for the character. No, but we do have some Kyle Brody fans. Number two is Tim, Colin Eglisfield. Yes. Number one, Salco, Mr. Justin Baldoni. Baldoni.
Yeah, I am actually very shocked that Justin Baldoni made the Charmy Hot Man meter number one. That is insane. I thought it would be like somebody else. I guess he made an impression just like he did on me. But yes, that is your top 10 hottest guys of season 7. Now, who did you guys pick for hottest female? What do you who do you think they picked?
I am going to say, I want to go with an old reliable of Sheila Morris.
Sheila did get some votes, but this person got more. It's Kira, Charisma Carpenter.
You know what? I did feel bad that I didn't put her on, but I got to say, I'm glad that the Charmies chose her.
Yeah. And most adorable, of course, was another tie. It was last season, it was a three-way tie. This one is a four-way tie. And I think it's mostly because a lot of people did not submit a choice for most adorable. They usually just picked a hottest female and sent in the list. Mm-hmm. So there were only a few guesses for each one of these, and there just happened to be a four-way tie. So for most adorable, we have little baby Wyatt Hollowell, baby Chris Hollowell, Eddie Mullen, and Miss Donovan.
Oh, Miss Donovan. I did love her too. Okay, I love these choices. I love these choices.
Yeah, these are great choices. So thank you everyone who contributed a list and participated this season. Of course, we usually give you guys a longer time to turn them in. But yeah, this is what makes keeping up with your list every single week. It's just faster and quicker to just send it in at the very end. But yeah, make sure to start your meter for season 8 coming up tomorrow. Ryan, tell everyone about your show.
Oh, well, I do the Radical Retro Rewind podcast, which is a retro-themed podcast. We kind of tackle a lot of 80s and 90s, but we're doing some 70s things as well. I always say anything that's not now in the last maybe 5, even 10 years, maybe. It depends on the thing, but we do a lot of old topics, TV shows, things like that, and Rob is my co-host on there. It alternates between Rob and my brother David. And we have a lot of fun over there. So praying that everything goes well, you will continue to hear Rob for the years to come on Radical as well. So I'm excited about that because this end of the chapter might be, you know, ending in a way, but I'm so glad that I still get to have Rob, well, not only as a friend, but I get to continue to talk about things that I really have passion for with Rob. So it's bittersweet, but I'm glad that we still have that link.
Yeah, of course. And of course, Charming Confessions will definitely be around. You guys have been a great contribution to that. And it's been great. Continue to leave those voicemails. Continue to send us DMs. We'll do our best to try and read as many as we can on each episode as they come in. But expect those to be at the end of each episode throughout the season. May not be every single episode, but that depends on you. You guys just got to send in your entries on anything you'd like to talk about as far as the current episode or any previous that we did before. So I think that will do it for this teaser. I hope you guys are as excited as I am. Who knows, Ryan, I could easily watch this and this could be one of my favorite seasons. Who knows?
I would love that. That would be amazing. What a, I would love it. I would love it.
Yeah. So crazy. Here is the Hot Man Meter that you Charmies have put together. Remember that tomorrow is the season premiere of Brunch with the Hollowells with season 8, episode 1, still charmed and kicking. And thank you, everyone. We will have an episode every Sunday during brunch. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and let's do it. Season 8.
Season 8, here we come. Thank you so much, Charmies.
WB's Big Sunday. I gotta get you. Forget what you know about Charmed. Because the only thing better than 3 witches kicking.
Oh, yes.
Is 4.
Show off.
Thanks.
The season premiere of Charmed, September 25th on the WB's Big Sunday.